CMB report. Do you want to go first? I think your staff can handle it.
Yep.
In my opinion, the PNB was illegally constituted, as we agreed in several resolutions passed by this board. It's continuing to not significantly discuss the very bad financial condition of the Pacifica Foundation. That subject keeps being put on the back of the agenda. We have not really had the discussions we need about that, those issues. We've gone over bylaws amendments, which are very flawed. The first one is illegal, as pointed out by Jan Goodman on the last PNB. In the last PNB meeting, and the others are problematic. So that's really all I have to say. We're calling Bill Crozier and I, the director from Texas, and Jonathan and Jan and I are calling for a special PNB meeting for the 26th to go over specifically our financial situation. Thank you. Jonathan?
First, to echo what Grace said.
Come out close to the mic, please.
Hopefully something will be done about it. But in the meantime, we're crumbling. We have a situation right now, Brian Chaser is in the dining from the Pacifica Radio Archive, which is about the best thing we have going. That's what our central service money really should be going for. I mean, all of us have problems with giving a bunch of money for social services, but you need things like human resources. We haven't had a human resource director in, I don't know, 5-6 years. And when you have an organization like ours that's from lawsuits, you need a human resource director. But the situation with CRA is really desperate right now. We're going to lose a lot of funding because people are realizing that it's without Brian that the archive isn't going to be able to maintain. It's just one more symptom of the setup of the board that votes to extend itself. That's all.
Thank you. Michael.
There was a report to the PNB from the CFO and leadership that was adopted, I think, 2 meetings ago. The top item on there was local state board fundraising. I introduced a motion to the National Finance Committee to try to implement that, and unfortunately, it was voted down by the NFC. There was resistance from people from KPFB and other stations to the idea that local boards, as our board has done, would take responsibility for fundraising, so we weren't elected for that purpose. But I think that is an important responsibility. I'll try to reintroduce that to the PNB for a mandate from the PNB from local boards to fundraise. As Grace said, there's a special meeting set for a week from today, is that right, Sunday? Following Sunday, to address the question of the finances. The reports from the CFO have indicated that through the May financials, KPFK was the only station that was in the black, and the only station that was up to date on its central service payments to the national office and to the CRA.
Michael, I can't hear you.
One of the speakers not working, that's why.
Speed, it's too fast.
Okay, I'll try to repeat it again, a little slower, a little louder. According to the CFO reports, the KPFK was the only station operating in black through May, and the only station that was up to date on its PRA and National Office Central Service Payment. WBAI is severely underperforming. WPFW had a major drop off in its listener support revenue, and he just released the second round of figures on that. So those are very serious obstacles that have to be overcome for the solvency of the whole network.
I've got a point of information for Michael. Michael, when you were addressing questions or comments to Leslie, you mentioned the National Leadership Team. Could you tell me the definition of that and how long it's been in existence?
I think it's been in existence for
about... But please speak loudly.
Okay, loudly. Loudly and slowly. My understanding is that the CFO, the ED, the general managers of all five stations, maybe the program directors, have a weekly conference call, and they've been doing it for many years, and that's the group that forwarded that recommendation for to the DMZ.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes. I've only completed 90% of my monthly treasurer's report. I will be sending out the next day or two electronically to everybody my report. Basically, KPFK is financially maintaining itself at this point. We're basically running in place. We're bringing in exactly an income exactly the amount that we're spending, and we're bringing in exactly the same amount as we're spending. That's even while we're only paying our staff at our union staff at 8% of their normal level. So financially, we've got a problem. And as Michael just said, KPFK is considered the best station in the network besides KPFA in terms of fundraising and at this time. Pacifica has had, over the last couple of months, Pacifica has had problems making payroll at the East Coast stations and is very much financially stressed. I don't know what the solution is to that, other than increasing our fundraising through improved content. On the May fund drive. The May Fund Drive was 21 days and did $80,000 better than what had been projected. Part of the improvement in the fundraising, I've been told, is that we were offering more premiums this time, which helped in the actual pledges that we made. The problem with that is we found over the long term we have to pay down the cost of those premiums, which is a cost that can't be put off. Okay, I think the main thing that we have to think about at this point in time is right now the budget, we're in budget development for fiscal year 2017. And I think we have to hold our general manager and our managers feet to the fire in terms of coming up with a realistic budget for the coming fiscal year, one that is balanced in terms of cost versus expenses. Financial situation is such that we can no longer continue to run deficits like we've done for the last 5 or 6 years.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Do I have a question? All right, we'll open it up for questions for the director.
Yeah.
Do you have a cue? Okay, Myla?
So, Fred, I'm just wondering, in terms of realistic budgets, and the general manager said something like, if we wanted to bust the budget, then we could do X, Y, and Z. I don't think anyone here wants to bust the budget. I certainly don't. But I saw a $261,000 for development. And I am wondering whether, I'm wondering about how much money has come into the station through the website historically, because we've also been told that whatever we put into the budget has to be realistic based on past performance. So what I would like to know, if you have the answer to it, is have we been experiencing a downtrend or a downturn in terms of how much money is coming to the station through the website? Has that been diminishing in the past couple of years? And could the part of the development budget be used to improving the website, just moving things around rather than adding 5,000 or whatever it would take, but just using part of the development for enhancing the revenue through an improved website, if that made any sense.
Okay. Well, part of the problem is documentation. The last MEMSIS report that we got from the general manager, which specifies the breakdown of where the money comes in, where the income comes from, was from March 31st, which is 2 months ago. I've been asking for a current MEMSIS report because the MEMSIS report breaks down, as I say, the income into web income, into not subscriptions, sustainers, to about five or six different categories of money. And that's why I was able to answer the question for Leslie, how many sustainers we have. Because I've seen that the sustainer income is continuously, for the last 6 months, been about 4,000 to 5,000 a month.
That's 500 people.
I said 250 people because the average sustainer is $10 to $20 a month, so you can do the mathematics. But that report is so important because it gives us some insight into, is the web income going up or is it going down? You know, what effect, you know, the changes that we make within the state, you know, within our programming, what effect they actually have on our income. I don't know if that answers your question, Michael.
Okay. Hey, Fred. Is there?
It's on.
Put your close.
Are we qualifying as a station for the CPP grants, or is there any news on that as far as audit and being eligible to receive that?
KPFK was disqualified by the CPP about 3 years ago for CPP money because we didn't meet the two criteria of the CPP, which was number of subscribers, and I believe the other requirement was the amount of actual income from subscribers. But other Pacifica stations are eligible for CPP, but are not getting any because we have not produced audits, audited financial statements. That is a requirement of the CPP and the state of California.
So for this year, we haven't qualified as far as
we don't have listeners. We do not have a 2015 audit completed. We haven't even started the 2015 audit.
And we're way past the deadline.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm very aware of something Leslie said, that at the PNB they will often do off-budget items and just approve them, even when we're hearing the CFO on the phone.
Use the mic.
Oh, thank you. Even when we're holding the CFOs right on the call, saying, we don't
mouth.
Have it, we don't have it, we don't have it.
Put it next to your mouth so we can hear it.
I'm trying to move it closer to you.
Yeah, about a minute.
When the CFO is vociferously insisting that expenditure is not on the budget and we don't have it in the bank, I would hate to see us adopt that policy down here. But we need a website, and like Tej says, there's talented kids in school, designs everywhere, doing digital art at a level much closer to the real world today than we surely are. And I think we could find a way to maybe within the budget do a Indiegogo, a special project Kickstarter, something. Maybe we could find a way. I can't get people to donate in general to KPFK, and believe me, I have tried, because they don't trust where the organization's going, but they might kick in for a one-time redesign, or we might have been able to do our $2,000 share of sending people to the conventions out of the $10,000 budget by just within the board raising $2,000, and I think we could have. So I encourage us to start thinking of other ways to fund individual initiatives.
Thank you. Fred, I'd like to correct you a little bit. We lost our CPB funding here at least 4 years ago, primarily because our listenership is too low. It's an Arbitron problem. So, and it looks like, from all indications, our listenership is continuing to erode. The Sam Agarwal, our CFO, said the primary reason we are stalled on the 2014 and 2015 audit is the lack of a business manager and accurate financial information here at KPFK. However much our income may be marginally slightly better than other stations, the fact that our lack of a business manager here in LA is jeopardizing potentially $1 million of CPB funding is unconscionable, and I would like to directly request that, Lydia, that you try to get a business manager here at KPFK. And also we have Sharon Brown here, Roberta Eidman, and Steve Kaiser with significant financial backgrounds. Possibly they can help with this and recruiting a business manager for KPFK. This is essential. We may not be able to get, we may be able to retrieve some of that CPB money if we can get rolling on the reports needed for the CPB.
Can I ask a couple questions about
can
that?
Can I say something on
basis? Let me ask you, in regards to the CPB money, okay, the audit, not having the outstanding audit is one issue. But even if we did get a business manager, would we still be able to qualify regarding because of the listenership?
I can answer that. Okay. Now, if the KPFK, we have to look at KPFK in relation to the rest of the network. A $1 million infusion or $750,000, whatever the amount of money would be, to Pacifica as a whole would greatly relieve KPFK, even if we don't, as a station, get CPB funding. We should be focusing on, and anyway, we should be focusing on getting our financial records up to date and accurate, which, from what I've heard from the treasurer and from the CFO, they are faulty. They are not accurate. We can't rely on the numbers we're getting. So, you know, as an LSC, as a finance committee, we're working with inadequate financial reporting, which is we shouldn't be tolerating. And if any of you who have significant financial background can help Leslie find and hire a business manager so we can get this straightened out.
I just want to understand. So we need to get the financials, that's one prong, but we also need to get the listenership up. That's the other,
Okay, so last year, in order to enable the CFO to have more authority over the business managers and oblige them to produce the financials and so forth, we made the CFO the supervisor of the business managers. So it's no longer the general manager that alone, number one, seeks it. Sam has been involved with this. them is not familiar with Great Plains, does kind of relatively, he said when he was interviewed initially that he would be learning that. And Great Plains is the system we use, and so that's the criteria that is sometimes more difficult to find. The other criteria is because we're not offering a full-time job. I mean, so, you know, accountants are at a premium, actually, and they don't have any problem finding jobs, so that's been part of the problem. But now the CFO, since last year, is able to hire and supervise business manager. The general manager also participates, but the direct supervision is by the business manager relative to the audits and so forth. In terms of CPB, it is both listenership, membership, and they've never given us whether they use Arbitron. They don't quote using Arbitron as the basis for this. It has always been a mystery to me how WBAI did not lose the based on CPB based on the listenership, even when they dropped from 16,000 to 8,000 in 2013-2014. And yet, you know, we currently didn't drop precipitously to that degree. Oh, is my time? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Do all five stations use Great Plains?
Yes.
Network-wise.
Fernando.
Fernando.
Yes,
Fernando Milan, I think.
It seems to me that the lack of listeners and the lack of financial transparency as being presented here are the key issues that we need to address in order to get this radio station and this network forward. But I have not seen not even the slightest, smallest proposal to do a market study. What are the important issues of our time? What issues are trending? In our drive time hours from 6 to 10 in the morning, from 3 to 7 in the evening, what shows are the competition putting on the air broadcasting next to ours? And what can we do to promote, to improve the quality of the programming in those drive time hours when we have millions of people on the freeways? I do not hear any of the proposals coming towards that end. Secondly, when it comes down to, Dino Camati's headed right on target. He suggested, he recommended, advised us to have a publicity slash promotion slash outreach department that it could be run with a group of 5 to 10 volunteers or larger in order to get some of this work done, and that hasn't been taken seriously. And I would like to ask our fellow board members to get on board. And those are the issues that we really need to expand on, to put our energy on, in order to collectively put the station forward. Let's do it.
Okay, so I keep hearing about this as an excuse for not hiring a business manager, that it's hard to find people who are trained with Great Plains. I had a conversation with Sam Agarwal about this, and I just like to remind everybody that the budget was approved to hire a business manager back on January 6th of this year. It's been close to 6 months now that opening has been, that job hire was approved, or the position was approved. And we are in the greater Los Angeles area. We have 110,000 watt microphone, but we don't announce that we're looking for, that we have job openings. I mean, Amy does that on Democracy Now! She says, we have job openings. Sometimes she lists what they are. On the website, there's no tab at the top that says jobs at KPFK. The idea that it would take 6 months to find a competent person who could be trained within a matter of days, Sam seemed to think that it might take 2 or 3 days for someone who is competent and good to actually train in Great Plains and be able to step in and produce the financial statements that we need at KPFK. And this really is just gone on way too long.
It's the time. That's the 25 minutes.
That's 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, can I slip something in real quick?
Milo, I couldn't agree with you more. That needs to be done, but training somebody in Great Plains is not something you do overnight.
Yeah.
And they're offering very little money for this position, so I understand why it's taken 5.5 months to get to that. No, I agree with you. Don't get me wrong, but I understand the problems that have come from that. And Fernando, I couldn't agree with you more. We need to get out there and survey people about our programming, and that's long overdue. We need to contact the people that have been our supporters in the past and are no longer supporting us. We need to ask what they're getting enough of, what they want more of, what they think they're getting too much of on KPFK. And can somebody answer for me the question, why do we not have these financial reports? Are we not putting together the financial information on the station level so that this can be given to CPAs that can put it? Is that the case, Dorothy?
Listen, I believe.
Okay.
I forwarded to you the financials every month that we get from the CFO that includes KPFK. So if you're not opening it, open it.
Right, but why do we not have the statements, Mark?
You have the statements.
No, why do we not have the audited financial statements so we can get PNB or publication for national for broadcasting grants? Why do we not have the audited financial statements? Is there some impediment between us and the accountants so that they can generate these?
We've had one person trying to do the financials for three stations. The national office just took over WBAI and WDFW to try to correct that. It's not what Greg said, it's exclusive to the station holding that. There are a couple schedules that they're still trying to get.
My understanding is there was a draft
audit of the 2014. I'm not sure what's holding up at this point.
Okay. Call
the agenda.
Yeah. Well, so be here time and we'll the next talk. Thing is public comment. Line up with the queue if there's a microphone, so on.
Oh, that one or this one?
Thank you very much. And when we all talk about off on air, off air, off website, on the website, raising funds, we often forget that the digital divide exists in the USA for many, many years. In particular, it's accentuated within the climate, political, social, economic climate of Pacifica, given the nature of our mission against establishment. We must take in consideration that when we're speaking of raising funds on air, off air, off the station, blah, 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 that we look at the people that have no accessibility to electronic correspondence, okay? All right, the other thing is that, thank you, Tesh, the youth, in fact, should be designing their own contemporary image with, of course, with the supervision of management regarding the website. Why don't we commission them under great supervision and ongoing consultation to build a website to cater to the youth?
10 seconds.
Okay, and the other thing is that I keep hearing about it for years. I've been talking about the fact that 10 years ago we began to decline and the CPV funds were removed from KPFT because they were not representing the Spanish-speaking community, which is the second largest in that area. Equally here, it's not just membership, it's the content that we are catering to or not.
Thank you, Val.
It's amazing how much we talk about in no time.
Thank you, guys, but I'll let you know in time. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We have a timekeeper.
Thank you. We have timekeepers. Thank you. Okay. No, go ahead.
Well, I think everybody here, most of the people here are blind to what's going on in the state of California, and Donald Trump is not blind to it, and that's why he's attacking the Spanish language people, because he knows that our demographic is growing very exponentially at this time, but the people here at KPFK don't know that. I mean, you can see Spanish language group came out and made a really good fundraiser. Hardly anything, you know, they borrowed and stole, I think, and they made a beautiful demonstration out there. Got about 4,000 or 5,000 people, brought $9,000 into KPFK. What do you guys hear as you go along?
Be respectful of the speakers. Thank you.
Do you mind? That's a lot of disrespect.
Oh, well, sir.
You have 30 seconds.
Run the thing. Okay. And, you know, what we need is we need to be able to go out there into the communities and do what the Spanish language programmers are doing. By the way, on August 27th, we're going to have the Chicano Moratorium again in East L.A., against to bring peace to this country, to bring love and peace. We do not want to have it back in 1970. We had 60,000 people out there, and, you know, we helped to stop the war in Vietnam. I hope we need to stop the war here in the United States, the Trumpism, and I see a lot of that in here, you know, and unfortunately, that is my opinion and what I see and what I determine. People just interrupting, they like to talk because they like to be, hear themselves speak.
Thank you for your comments.
Hey, everyone. First of all, KPFK is not in the black.
Use the microphone.
The KPFK is not in the black. I mean, if you look at the latest set of financial, there are several going around. They each show different monies. Some are pushed back to 2015 to make this year look better. It's been 2.5 years since KPFK has had a business manager. During that time, Michael Novick and Lydia Buzon were on the National Finance Committee. Why, after 2.5 years, we don't have a business manager? I can only say that there's a reason why people don't want any financial accountability or transparency about our numbers. There's no other reason. Great Plains is not some arcane accounting program. If you are an experienced accountant and you know 1, 2, or 3, which generally they do, you pick up Great Plains. It's not that difficult. That is just an unbelievable excuse as to why we still can't find a business manager.
That's naive.
Yeah, okay. Well, those are what my bookkeeping friend and accountant friend say, Steve, okay?
Okay.
It's not naive.
10 seconds.
I don't understand why the GM is playing hide the cheese with the premiums, because there are, I would assume, 50 or 100,000 premiums that have been promised for pledges that are not showing up anywhere, and this is only one of the reasons why I say we're not in the black. I don't understand why we can't get a list. She wants a loan for premiums that she will not give us a list of what they are.
Thank you for your comment.
Not for me. For me, I'm right there.
Okay, hello. Can I repeat this? I don't call out often, but it sounds to me today like I'm in some corporate office, you know, meeting how we're going to make money. I mean, I know you need money to run the station, but is this or is this not a people's problem? Now, Fernando addressed some of it. That was very good.
Yeah.
You don't have enough people signing up because you don't have the programs. You don't deal with people's problems. You put hours after hours of whatever. That's not, you don't put the news, you don't put on what's going on. You don't, it sounds like you just want to make money. And you have to have a mission, purpose. Are you or are you not a people's station? And if you're a people's station, then more people would sign up and you will get the money.
Thank you for your comment.
Amen. And Amy, I agree.
Yep.
Good. So, that is the point, man. Fernando laid it out exactly what we need and what we've been doing. Actually, we're forming a committee to do that. We would invite you to participate. It's not going to be pretty if you try to just come in and be intelligentsia. What we need is work. All right? I would honestly suggest taken to the PMB that everybody on the LSB must serve 50 volunteer hours in the station. That way y'all would understand what's going on. Because right now we only got about 3 people on here that do. You know, that sit up and put in that work every day. And Fernando especially is sitting out front in it. So I hope that he'll help us form that committee. We've actually been talking about it all. But I think Ms. Kaufman laid out a very good example of why this isn't functioning. There were no facts and figures in that, unfortunately. But it's checkers, man. Every time we come in here, it's like this entire meeting has been an argument over nothing. Instead of sitting down and talking, it's arguing back and forth. We love to play checkers and who can win and who can get to the end, who can get crowned. I win this time. So we'll take over the network. How much I got? Basically, if we can stop playing checkers with each other, political checkers and hitches and gotcha games, that entire presentation with no suggestions. Just, are you sure? This is it. So let's stop playing chess.
Time.
I mean, let's stop playing checkers. And we can all together as Pacifica play chess, man. We haven't done it for 15 years.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
The problem is money. There's one simple thing we can do to increase our...
Alex, closer to your mouth. An inch from your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
increase our listenership, increase our income, and improve our image, and that's to invite Gary Null back onto the air and apologize for having been censored.
Absolutely.
That's a gross violation of our principles, is to censor a speaker. And Gary Null was censored off of our airwaves, and we should invite him back and apologize, and he's always been our best fundraiser.
Absolutely.
I have made two other explicit suggestions for increasing our income. On air, because that's where about 90% of our money comes from. Those two suggestions have been kicking around for a couple of months. They simply disappear into a black hole. Now, I wouldn't complain if you agendized them and had a discussion and said, this is nutty, this guy is crazy, forget it. I would understand that. But they just don't get discussed at all. And they, to me, hold the promise of producing an income that will let us succeed. And one of those suggestions is to increase our contact with our listeners. Have an e-address where they can send emails to us that we will read and answer. So they can talk to us about what they like on the air. They can make suggestions. They can compliment us when we do something right.
Alan, you got 5 seconds.
And they may come up with inventive ideas for new things we haven't done that we should do. Let's get on it, as the previous speakers have both said. Let's get in touch with our listeners. That's where we make our money and make our friends.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Alan. I just had a question about one of the slides for the GM's budget report. And this slide was basically expenses. It was like $400,000 worth of expenses, but $250,000 were for internal transfers.
Central services.
So that was a payment to central services. That's what that
payments we haven't made.
Okay. That was just my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any idea how intervened we are to the National Court? How intervened we are to the National Court?
Gary Null is a quack.
Central Services, Court of Illinois.
Is that it? Told for the lawyers.
Presence in the community is an ongoing embarrassment. Gary Null defames people in our foundation. He makes scurrilous attacks against us. And I don't care how much money he brings there. Gary Null brags about all the people he's worked with in the past. He raised money for his NPR station in Florida. He worked with Amy Goodman. But notice, none of these people work with him anymore. Apparently, everyone who works with Gary Null eventually gets tired of him. I got tired of him a long time ago. The sooner Gary Null leaves, the sooner this network can restore its credibility as a source of information.
Thank you. All right. That's it? No more comments? All right.
So we'll move the agenda. Next item on the
agenda
is
the motion of
the
bylaws of the
Gomez. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Page 23.
It is page 23.
Yes.
You were better up. Are we skipping old business?
No,
this is ahead of old business. And this is a motion because it was placed ahead on the agenda because of the delegates assembly meeting that was also scheduled on the agenda, which, depending on how the local station board votes on this motion, may decide to happen or not. So I had to ask myself, I am a member of the governance committee, and this was passed by the governance committee, so I am presenting this motion on behalf of the governance committee, if that's okay.
It's fine, thank you.
Okay, so where was I? I was asking myself, if the local station board has passed a number of motions basically saying that the national board is making up their own rules as they're going along, they're illegitimate because of the manner in which they are seating members of the Pacifico National Board in violation of the bylaws, and now the national board wants to change the bylaws when they're really not a legitimate body. It's like if we have a delegates meeting to vote on bylaws changes presented by a body that this body considers illegitimate, then we are legitimizing the body. And it doesn't make any sense to do that. So this motion is being presented to basically say that the local station board should not, will not approve any national bylaws amendments unless or until the legitimacy of the Pacific National Board is rectified. So that is the motion.
I second this.
So can you, can you actually read the motion?
I wrote the motion. If you'd like me to read it, I can. I can do that. Whereas
they'll take up half the time we have left.
I know. Did you take on page 23?
Yeah, we've got 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in this.
Lydia.
If we would like a comment to respond.
But anyway, debate. My question is, did the governance committee regard that if there is a court ruling that rules against those who are suing Pacifica on that issue that happened on Tuesday, I think that's where Jen is, that would be, then you're saying that at the next meeting we would be voting on these bylaws amendments?
So is that a question?
What do you regard as being the arbiter of what is a legally seated TMB? Do you regard the court decision as being made kind of early in Tuesday? And so therefore my question is, are you saying if the court decision goes one way that determines it, and therefore we can vote on these bylaws at the next meeting, or are you simply saying we're not going to vote with our delegate responsibility? Thank you.
Okay. So if I may answer that question?
Woman left.
No.
So
the answer to that question is, based on the motions that have been passed by the local station board, we feel that the board feels that the legitimacy of the national board is in question because of the improper seating of the affiliate directors and because of the extension of terms of members on the national board that should have been extended for not recognizing WBAI. For a multitude of reasons, it is an illegitimate board. So your question is, if some court makes a decision on Tuesday, are we going to forget about all this and move forward? And my answer is,
No, based on the evidence of the motions that have been passed, this board considers that body to be illegitimate, and I would not approve any bylaws amendments until this body recognizes the National Board as being a legitimate body.
I think Vivian's question is that if a court of jurisdiction creates an order indicating that I received it properly or not treated properly, I think as an organization we would have to give credit to
a court decision.
Yeah. That's the question. But right now, Lydia's saying that does not come up until Tuesday, that there's a hearing. So I get at this point,
that's all the time in this segment.
You're saying that this is just contingent on the rendering of whether it's legitimate or not, and therefore, is it saying if it is, then we go for it later?
I don't know.
That is not what's being presented to the court. We don't know what's being presented to the court. There's a plaintiff, there's a defendant, the plaintiff is making a motion to have it removed. It's got nothing to do about validating or invalidating the status of the board. There's a court case. We don't know anything about it. It's not in our purview. I concur with what Jamie said. This board has declared it considers posting or seating of the PNB to have not been per the bylaws, and therefore they're not a valid board. And if we change it, if something happens, we could reaffirm it.
Time's out, right? Time's out.
6.5 minutes in. Yeah, 5 minutes, I'll give it.
Okay. The lawsuits are one thing. This board feels that the failure of the national board to seat all of the WBAI directors and taking actions with a deficient number of directors on the national board is in and of itself reason to invalidate this whole process. Not just the lawsuit. The national board has not used conflict resolution or any other effort to resolve the situation in New York. And that's just one of the issues. There are a number of issues.
Yeah. I think that's it. We're done with time.
We're two minutes over.
Okay.
Point of order. May I call for a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Okay. Roll call vote, Mr. Secretary?
We'll get on this resolution?
Yes.
Page 23?
Yes, page 23.
All right.
And we're going to have a roll call vote.
Okay. The vote has been called. We will be doing a roll call. Voting on the motion has been called. We will be doing a roll call vote as requested, and we will start out with Mr. Ken Aaron.
Yes, support the motion.
Ted?
Pass.
And with an abstention?
No, pass.
I think you only have three choices.
Okay, well, say yes, no, or abstention. You want me to come back?
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I'm not passing. I am voting.
Yeah, Myla?
I am saying yes.
Three votes?
Three votes. One vote is there. Thank you. Let's move this.
Christian?
Yes.
Leslie?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Sandy?
Yes.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Maggie?
Yes.
And on this side, Ariana?
No.
Steve?
Yes.
Lydia?
No.
Charles?
Regretfully, yes.
Is that a yes?
He said yes.
He just stylized yes.
Michael?
No.
Reason?
No. Why you laugh?
Dave?
What's the matter with
yes.
you?
I said something that had nothing to do with that.
Wait, 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 wait.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mansoor?
Yes.
Fred?
Definitely yes.
Fernando?
No.
Roberta?
Yes.
Sharon?
Does my vote mean that I won't be voting?
Abstention? Okay.
Can you go back to the pastors now at this point?
Yeah, okay.
So you got
Tesh. So
Tesh.
Tesh?
No.
And I believe the last person we have is Dorothy.
Time for a break?
Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So we have 14 yeses.
Okay,
right. 15 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes. 15 yes, 16 no, 2 abstentions.
What?
No, 6 no.
You said
16.
15 yeses, 6 noes, 2 abstentions. Thank you for the correction. The motion passes.
Thank you.
Point of information. Do we have a copy in the agenda of the, that motion?
Number 23. Number 23.
Page 23. Okay, so why don't we pick up 5-minute recess and we'll reconvene at room.